哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all of you, dear brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起分享的题目是从信徒到门徒。
This afternoon, the topic for us to share is from believer to disciples.
神所创造的生命都是很奇妙的。
When we look at the wonderful creations of God, they are indeed very miraculous.
神所要的生命都是慢慢的成长。
And the life that God created required times to grow.
只有一次例外。
There's only one exception.
这是创造的第一个礼拜，神说要有什么，这马上有，这长得很快。
That is from the beginning when He created heaven and earth. He said, "Let that be this," and then that was created.
但是之后呢，所有东西接下来呢，都是要慢慢的成长。
But after the creation, everything takes time to grow.
不同东西、不同生命的成长有不同的过程。
Everything has its times and process.In its growth.
譬如说从一个毛毛虫变到蝴蝶它有不同的过程
For example, from a caterpillars to a beautiful, there's a process
从我们 baby 到长到成人也有一个过程
And from us as a baby to an adult also involves a long process
有时候我们在想
So sometimes when we may ponder
既然主耶稣那么爱我们
Since our Lord loves us very much
我们接受了洗礼之后属了神了
And thatWe have been baptized and now we belong to God.
接受了圣灵之后被更新了。
And we have received the Holy Spirit. We're renewed by the Holy Spirit.
既然神那么爱我，为什么他不会把我们马上接到天国去呢？
Since God loves us so much, why is it not He take us to heaven right away?
当然有两个很大的原因了。
There are two very important reasons.
如果第一个原因就是说大家受了洗马上信天国，大概大家都怕了，说马上信了马上死掉，大家不要信了。
Maybe the first reason is that If I were to get baptized and die right away, then that person would be too afraid to get baptized. Because not many people now has a complete confidence of what heaven is.
但是最重要的，神还是要我们不断的成长。
But most importantly, what God requires from us is that we must continue to grow.
圣经里面用不同的形容词来形容信主耶稣的人。
In the Bible, it tells us many terms for those people who believe in Jesus.
刚开始信主是信徒。
The person who first come to believe in Christ, he's a believer.
但是信了主之后要当门徒。
And after when he has believed for a period of time, he will become a disciple.
也要出去传福音，成为使徒，成为使徒的角色。
He will have to go out to preach, and then now he take on as a role of being an apostle.
最后灵修完毕，可以准备建筑了，就是圣徒了。
And after when he has cultivated himself spiritually for a period of time, and he's ready to see God, he may be called saint.
今天我们先来讲从信徒到门徒这个过程。
So today we're going to talk about the process from being a believer to a disciple.
从不信到信主是一个很大的改变。
From a non-believer to a believer is a great transformation.
这个改变在我上从没有生命变成有生命这样的改变。
This kind of transformation involves from one that has no life to one that acquire new life.
怎么样可以信主呢？
How can a person come to believe?
是神的拣选。
It is from the choice of God.
但是人也要回应神的呼召。
However, as human, we also have to respond to the sovereign choice.
当我们信了主了，就要做一个信徒了。
And now, after when we believe, we become a believer.
怎么做一个信徒呢？
How do we be a believers?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
第一点呢，就是要接受悔改重生的洗礼。
First is to receive the baptism.
我们请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Of rebirth. Let's turn to the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》第八章第十二节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 12.
使徒行传》第八章第十二节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 12.
极致他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
这里记载有一些人在撒玛利亚。
Here it tells us there were a group of people in this place called Samaria.
他们本来不相信耶稣基督的。
Originally, they were non-believers of Christ.
他们看到有人行邪术，觉得很稀奇。
So they saw people, a person who performed sorcery, and they were very amazed.
真是有人去传福音给他们了。
So then there was a group of people who preached gospel to them.
让他们知道神的能力比行邪术的能力还大。
To let them know that there's a greater power than the sorcerer.
邪术是要害人。
The sorcery is to harm others.
神是要救人。
What God does is to save others.
所以第十二节说他们信了主了。
So in verse 12, it says that these people come to believe in God.
因为腓力去传福音给他们听。
Because it was Philip who preached the good news.
今天有一个错误的观念。
Today, we may have a misconception.
在基督教界里面，普遍认为信了耶稣，心里相信。就是信徒了。
In the Christendom, they have this view that once you believe in your heart, then you are saved.
洗不洗礼没有什么关系。
It doesn't matter whether you are baptized or not.
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
But this is not what the Bible tells us.
十二节讲得很清楚。
In verse 12, it says,
他们信了神国的福音了，耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗啊。
So here it says that now they believed and they were baptized both men and women.
所以虽然有时候可能慕道五年、十年甚至二十年。
So some people can come to seek the truth for 10 years, 20 years.
可能听了很多。
Maybe they are very familiar with the truth.
教会的人可能也很熟。
And they are very familiar with the members in the church.
但是按照圣经还是要通过最重要的那一关，就是接受完全正确的洗礼。
But according to the Bible, that you must still have to go through the very critical stage, which is to be baptized.
这里说是耶稣基督的名的洗礼。
Here it says, in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized.
这样才正式成为一个信徒。
Then they were considered as a believer of Jesus Christ.
但是有时候说，哎呀，我已经洗礼了。
So some people said, now I'm baptized.
我在真耶稣教会也接受过洗礼了。
I have been baptized in Jesus Church in the name of Jesus Christ.
是不是这样就结束呢？
Then is that all?
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章三十八节。
Let's look in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 28.
使徒行传》二章三十八节啊。
Acts chapter 2 verse 28.
这次真耶稣教会真教会常常会引用到这些经节，所以这些经节大家都应该会记住。
This is what the verse this is what our church always use.
第三十八节。
Sorry, verse 38.
二章三十八节，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
So verse 38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
这里彼得第一篇讲到臣民怎么样可以得救。
Here, Peter tells us how to be saved.
这里说要奉耶稣的名受洗。
Here it says that repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们想说，哎，我有啊，洗过了。
And all of us read this verse and think that, yeah, I've been baptized.
再来，这里说你们都被领受所应许的圣灵。
And then here, Paul says that then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
有人说我也得了圣灵了。
Some people may claim that I also have received the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们读圣经啊，常常读到三十八节都停下来了。
And oftentimes when we read to the verse 38, we just stop there.
其实没有。
That's not it.
重点，其中一个重点，另外一个重点就在三十九节。
Got to follow on with verse 39 to 40.
四十节啊。彼得还用许多的话做见证，劝勉他们说：“你们当救自己，脱离这弯曲的时代。”
With many other words, he warned them. He pleaded with them, "Save yourself from this corrupt generation."
救恩是有两个部分的。
There are two steps to salvation.
第一个部分，这是三十八节。
The first step is verse 38.
神救我们。
God has saved us.
这就洗礼，洗我们的罪。
That's through baptism that our sin are washed away.
就是圣灵要更新我们。
And then the Holy Spirit will renew us.
但是呢，救恩有第二个部分。
But there's also a second stage of salvation.
彼得说啊，要自己要救自己啊。
Peter says that you must save yourselves.
怎么会救自己呢？
How do you save yourself?
保罗说啊，彼得说这也是弯曲的时代啊。
Here it says that you must save yourself from this corrupt generation.
如果洗了礼，领受了圣灵。
After when you have been baptized and received the Holy Spirit,
但是还没有脱离这个弯曲的时代。
But you have not saved yourself from this corrupt generation.
这样还不是个真正的信徒啊。
Then you're not a true believer yet.
是个挂名的信徒而已。
Then you are only a believer in name.
在信徒名簿里面可能有，但是在天国的生命册里面有没有就不知道了。
But you're not a believer in substance. Your name may not be even in the book of life in heaven.
为什么这个叫做弯曲的时代呢？
Why would we call this generation a corrupt one?
早上我看报纸。
This morning when I turn the newspaper,
头版的新闻就是说温哥华其中一间最出名的、最学历最高的一个中学，不讲名字了，不好意思。
When I read the first page of the newspaper article, I read this scandals of this group of students and one of the pretty renowned high school in BC.
淑芳可能知道他当老师的啊，三个学生。
There were three students.
很聪明啊。
They were very intelligent.
聪明过头了。
But they are overly intelligent.
他想说不用读书嘛，考试。
So they thought it's so easy.
我会电脑，我会 hacking， 我进到学校的 database 里面，把考卷 download 下来。
to hack into the data systems of the school computers.
哇，考试当然考成绩很高了。
And of course, they knew all those exam questions.
啊，以为神不知鬼不觉。
They thought nobody knows about this.
但是主耶稣讲得很清楚啊。
But the Bible tells us very clearly.
暗中的事啊，没有不显明的。
There's nothing that you do in the dark that God doesn't know.
这样被发现了。
So of course, what they did was
校长决定要把他们三个赶出校门。
Was found out by the principal, and immediately these students were expelled.
以后有没有大学？其他大学会收啊，都是成疑问的。被赶出去的谁呀？
And once they expelled, their name has been tarnished and may not be accepted by any university.
这个叫做弯曲了。
So we call this a corrupted generation.
现在我们世界不缺少聪明的人啊。
And this world, this time and age, we are not short of intelligence.
但是我们的社会缺少正直的人啊。
But we are short of righteous persons.
从中学生。
Just look at the high school students.
到一般的社会阶层。
And until they work into the society.
到最高级的社会的统治阶级。
Until they reach the higher stage of organization.
我们每天打开报纸，哪一篇没有是弯曲的事情啊？
Every time when you read the papers, can you not find anything that is corrupted?
我们请看旧约的传道书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Old Testament.
传道书第一章第十五节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 1.
一章第十五节。
Verse 15.
一章第十五节，弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数啊。
What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted.
这是讲什么呢？
What does it tell us?
这个世界因为被罪的影响，所以越来越弯曲。
Because of sin in this world, that's why it's very much corrupted.
你越来越很难找到一个正直的人啊。
It's very, very hard to find a person who's upright.
你不能改变这个社会了。
You cannot change the society.
但是你可以改变什么？
What can you change?
可以改变自己啊。
You can change yourself.
所以彼得说你要救自己，脱离这个弯曲的时代。
And that's why Peter said that you must save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
我们知道东西弯了就没用了。
We know that once things is bent, it's useless.
一个尺弯了就不能量东西了。
It's like a ruler, when it's bent, you cannot use it.
一支箭弯了都射不准了。
Just like an arrow when it's twisted, you can't shoot it.
今天我们是神的儿女。
Today we are children of God.
活在这个社会真的不容易。
It's not easy to survive in this generation.
我们的价值观跟别人的不一样。
Our concept of life is very different from the world.
别人会给我们很大的压力。
And other people can give us a lot of pressure.
我们受不受压力？我们会不会受到压力的时候就变弯曲呢？
But can we stand against all this pressure or bend under pressure?
当一个信徒啊，受了洗之后，还要脱离弯曲的时代。
So as a Christian, after when we believe in God, we must save ourselves from this corrupt generation.
就不要学习别人那种弯曲的那种样子。
We must not be influenced by the corruption of this generation.
再来看回来《使徒行传》第二章啊。
Let's turn back to the book of Acts chapter 2.
第二章第四十二节啊。
Verse 42.
这里我们四十一节读到了，于是领受他的话的人就受了洗。那一天呢，那个门徒约添了三千人，所以在那一天突然间多了三千人信了主了。
So verse 41 says that those people who accept the message were baptized, and there were 3,000 added to numbers.
但是受洗还不够的。
But this is not enough.
受洗完之后还要马上，第二点就是融入这个团体的生活里面。
After when they are baptized, it's important that they immediately assimilate themselves into the fellowship.
这个跟这一次长老给我们的美丽的主题是一模一样的。
It's just like our elders that encouraged us this morning.
受洗之后马上融进团体生活里面，那个是灵命才会继续下去。
That after when you are baptized, you must devote yourself to the teaching, and to the fellowship.
那么他们怎么样团契呢？
How do they devote themselves?
他们有几方面呢？
In a fellowship.
第一，他们在道理上面，那么他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
First, in the fellowship, they devote themselves to the apostles' teachings.
再来，他们彼此交接，就是早上长老勉励我们的，他们有团契的生活。
And then they are involved in this breaking of the bread.
再来，他们有一起的祷告。
And to prayers.
那我们再来看四十三节。
Verse 43.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神迹奇事。四十四节。
Verse 44.
这里讲话，信的人就是信徒啊，信的人都在一处，房屋共用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。请读。
Verse 43. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostle. Verse 44. All the believers went together and had everything in common, selling their possession and goods. They gave to anyone as they had need.
这里四十四节说话很好，说信的人在一处。
Here 44 it says that all the believers were together.
我们知道力量如果分散的话，都不大。
We know that when the resources are diverse, then lacks it, the powers will be diminished.
力量集中就很强大.
But when you consolidate the power, that it will be greater.
你看一杯水有什么力量?
Just like looking at one cup of water.
但是水一滴水回到海洋了，这成为海洋的一部分。
What power does it have? But if this water were to return into the ocean, then we'll see that it will have immense power.
一个信徒，两个信徒。 有时候力量不是很强,
so when we look at one member or two, the power is not as great.
但是要在一处啊, 要常常在一处,
but when group of members come together,
啊, 这个就有力量,
then they will have power.
再来, 这也说凡物共用,
here it says that they had everything in common.
但这有它的背景在里面的,
and as a background to this,
为什么在那个时候的信徒会享受凡物共用呢?
At that time, why is that this? Believers share everything together.
因为他们想说主耶稣可能很快就要来了.
Because at that time they thought that Jesus is coming.
所以没有关系, 我们通通一起用.
So they thought it's okay that they share everything they have.
彼此的帮助.
And they help each other.
今天虽然我们不是说我们房屋共用, 没有自己的财产, 并不是这样.
It doesn't mean today that we have to immediately share everything, that we don't have anything that belongs to us individually.
但是这个是个价值观的改变啊.
But there was a sudden change of concept at the time.
我们有自己的东西,
like today we have what we possess.
但是我们不要想说这个东西是我自己的,
but we shouldn't think that what we have just is ours.
只要神需要,
whenever God needs it.
只要弟兄姐妹需要,
whenever our brothers and sisters need it.
这个就是神的了。
Then our possession will then belong to God.
我的时间不是我的,
just like our time doesn't belong to us.
我的时间, 可以是神的,
my time belongs to God.
我的金钱不是我自己的,
my money doesn't belong to me.
只要神需要, 我的金钱是神的,
if God needs my money, then I'll give it to him.
这个价值观的改变啊,
so that's this change of values.
啊, 再来他们彼此拨饼, 一起吃饭,
the next thing here it says that they break bread.
常常唱诗赞美神啊,
and often they sing hymns and praise God.
我记得在我成长的过程当中啊, 在一个地方,
I remember as I was growing up, I was living in one place.
我搬到一个地方, 那边本来没有教会,
I moved to one place and there wasn't church there.
几家人这样的开始家庭聚会,
and it was only a few families that came together for fellowship.
刚开始也没有传道长子常常的牧养,
there wasn't elders or minister who came to pastor us.
他们那时候只是偶尔来一来,
so they just come occasionally to visit us.
那时候聚会就是听录音带,
at that time when we were having services, we're listening to sermon tapes.
是那种 60分钟 90分钟那个, 听到一半还要换面的那种.
So we're listening to this tape at that time where we have to flip to site.
如果今天我放录音带的话, 大概来说, 哇, 睡着了.
I'm sure today we'll play a tape for you guys to listen to, you may fall asleep.
现在要放DVD了,
today we have to advance to DVD.
很奇妙, 那时候虽然是这样, 大家的聚会的热度, 感觉好像一家人这样。
But even the numbers were small, but we were very zealous when we gathered together in family services.
哇, 聚完会还不舍得走。
After the services, we were reluctant to leave.
青年啊, 大家中年啊, 一起在唱诗。
And the members, the youth and the seniors, they all stayed together to sing hymns.
外面零下30度的气温。
It was very cold outside, minus 30.
但是里面啊, 零上30度。
But inside the family service, I could feel the temperature is about 30.
他的爱啊, 让大家不想回去。
There was this love that was fired up in everyone that everybody is unwilling to leave.
所以当一个信徒就要融进去教会团体的生活里面。
So when you assimilate yourself into the fellowship of this church,
我们知道没有一个属灵生命可以独立的存在的。
Because we know that there's no one life can live by its own.
我们请看 雅各书第二章,
let's turn to the book of James.
怎么样过团契的生活呢?
How do we live a life of fellowship?
雅各书第二章,
James chapter 2,
第14节,
verse 14.
怎么作为一个真的信徒呢?
How do you become a true believer?
什么叫做真正的信心呢?
What is the true faith?
我们看二章第14节,
chapter 2, verse 14.
我的弟兄们, 若有人说他自己有信心, 却没有行为, 有什么益处呢? 这信心能救他吗? 第15节,
verse 15.
若有弟兄或是姐妹, 赤露身体, 又缺日用的饮食, 16节,
verse 16.
你们中间有人对他们说, 平平安安地回去吧, 愿你们穿得暖, 吃得饱, 却不给他们身体所需用的, 这有什么益处呢? 请读。
Verse 14, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but have no deed? Can such a faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well and keep warm and be well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?
这里告诉我们了信徒之间彼此的关心的重要。
Here it tells us the importance of members taking care of each other.
这里并没有说啊，你有弟兄姐妹信心软弱了，没有关心他。
It doesn't say here that when people are weak in faith that we just leave them alone.
这里他说，你有弟兄姐妹缺了什么，没有给他。
Here ask you what have you not given to someone who's in lacking.
其实有时候我们太强调属灵方面，我们会忘记属肉方面。
Sometimes when we place so much emphasis on spiritual need that we have ignore the physical need.
我们常会只会看到说，哎，有人没有来聚会，信心软弱。
Sometimes when we see people would not come to service and immediately we judge a person is weak in faith.
但是我们没有想背后的原因是什么。
But we never thought about what is the needs and the reason behind this person.
其实圣经告诉我们的属灵跟属肉，我常常。
The Bible also tells us that the physical and spiritual need they go hand in hand.
如果他肉体缺乏的话,
if a person is lacking in physical need,
在一个很试炼的当中, 环境当中的话,
in a living in adversity,
他的信心会比较软弱,
then of course his faith will be weakened.
这个是有关联的。
They are all interconnected.
如果一个人信心低落的话,
if a person's faith is very weak and low,
他得不到神的祝福,
he cannot receive this blessing from God.
他的肉体可能会变成更缺乏,
and a physical need may then be even weaker.
所以啊, 这里雅各长老勉励我们啊。
So here, Elders James encouraged us.
什么叫做真正信主的人?
What is a person who calls himself a true believer?
我们看一看我们身边的人。
Look at our friends and people around us.
看看我们身边的弟兄姐妹。
Or brothers sisters.
有什么缺乏的?
And ask ourselves, what are they lacking?
是不是身体的软弱呢?
Is that are they lacking in physical needs?
如果生病了，我们更来去关心。
If they're not well, have we take our time to go show our concern?
我帮你祷告。
Or pray for them.
如果他找不到工作了。
If a person did not have a job.
不除了帮助祷告之外，可打听一下到底附近有没有请人呢？
And not only we pray for this person, we also can look around if there's any job for this.
如果他的孩子不乖，让他压力很大。
And if this particular member's child is not obedient and that he's feeling the pressure as being a parent,
关心他的孩子。
Then we can show care and help him.
像长老早上勉励我们的，我们以后的团契生活要加强。
Just like what elders has encouraged us this morning, that we must strengthen our fellowship.
每一区的信徒。
Every region. Where there's fellowship,
彼此的多关心啊,
we must show more concern.
这样教会就有温暖，就有爱了。
Then this way, as church as a whole, there will feel the warm and affection.
当了信徒之后，还是不足够的。
After when we become a believer, still not enough.
我们还要进到另外一步，要成为主的门徒。
The next stage that we need to become is to be a disciple of Jesus.
什么叫做门徒呢？
What is being a disciple?
我们知道，在老一辈啊，以前那个年代，要学什么技术啊，都要跟师父，要跟很久的。
We know that in olden times, in order to learn things from the master, we need to be an apprentice.
你要学修车的话，
if you want to learn how to fix a car,
然后就是跟师父。
Then you have to learn from your master.
整天跟师父一起吃，一起睡，一起工作。
You work with your master, you eat, you stay, and you live with the master.
你要学功夫，要找师父。
And also, if you want to learn kung fu from your master,
先跟老师打水，先跟他洗衣服洗几年再说吧。
You serve your master first.
这样就是那个门徒的制度啊，这个师徒的制度。
So that was the time where this master and the apprentice worked together.
在他教你技巧之前，你先跟他生活，学他的生活。
So before you learn anything from this master, you live with this master.
这种训练出来的根基都很扎实。
And whatever you learn from this master, the skills and it will be very solid in its foundation.
主耶稣在世上的时候，
it's just like our Lord Jesus when he was in his ministry on earth.
他一开始工作啊，就第一件事情就是选十二个门徒啊。
The first thing he started with in ministry was he chose 12 disciples.
这个主耶稣的眼光跟我们不一样。
And our Lord has a different kind of eyesight than
主耶稣的眼光啊，不是在今天而已。
His vision is not in the present.
主耶稣一开始就想到我升天之后教会要怎么办。
His vision is for the future. After when I'm resurrected, what's going to happen to this church?
真正的领导人就是看得比别人远很多。
So a true leadership has a far vision.
所以主选了十二个门徒啊。
Jesus, he has chosen 12 disciples.
怎么样可以作为主的门徒呢？
How can one person become a disciple?
有几点跟大家分享哦。
There are a few points that I need to share with you.
第一点。
First.
当主的门徒要跟主一起住，与主同住。
Disciple will have to first live with Jesus.
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章三十五节。
Verse 35.
约翰福音第一章三十五节。
John chapter 1 verse 35.
约翰福音第一章第三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。三十六节。
Verse 36.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”三十七节。
37.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们，跟着就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。三十九节。
Verse 39.
耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他们同住。那时月有升正了。这里告诉主耶稣拣选了两个门徒这个过程。
Here it tells us the process of how Jesus chose his first two disciples.
这两个门徒本来是跟施洗的约翰的。
And these two disciples originally were following John the Baptist.
但是施洗约翰介绍。神的羔羊来了。
But then John Baptist, he has introduced to the disciples that, look, the Lamb of God is coming.
马上这两个门徒就不跟施洗约翰了，就跟耶稣了。
So immediately these two disciples has followed Jesus.
那么门徒问耶稣一个问题啊。
So the disciple asked Jesus one question.
耶稣问他们说，你们要什么？
Jesus asked them, what do you want?
他们说，你在哪里住啊？
They said, where are you staying?
他们就看要看看耶稣住哪里。那天开始就跟耶稣住了。
Because the first thing they want to know is where Jesus stay, and they want to stay with Jesus.
今天我们很在乎我们住的是哪里。
Today, we are very we pay particular attention to where we live.
我们会很在意说我们住哪一个城市。
Or cities.
哪一个城市里面哪一个区。
Or district.
比如说温哥华，很多人喜欢住温哥华，所以大家才来哦。
And it's just like a lot of people like to live in Vancouver, so there are a lot of people moving here.
有人跟我讲啊，他的是开旅行社的，他那些 travel agent 啊，在其他省份一听到说你是温哥华来的，哇，这里好多好吃的。
Many people when they hear that you're from Vancouver, they immediately will think of all the wonderful cuisine and restaurants in Vancouver.
我们也很在乎我们住哪一区啊。
We're also very particular about which district we're living in.
住哪里？对我们来说好像很重要。
And to us, it seems like it's very important where we live.
但是为什么主耶稣会给他们看他住哪里呢？
Why is that Jesus here wants to show these two disciples where he lived?
主耶稣其实没有房子。
Jesus doesn't have a house.
主耶稣说他连放枕头的地方都没有。
He said he doesn't even have a pillow to put his head on.
没有房子好看的。
And no beautiful house to live in.
所以主耶稣到底请他们看什么？
So what is that Jesus is going to show them where he lived?
主耶稣要门徒看看他生活的这个环境，他的 lifestyle, 他的生活习惯，他的人，他的怎么样，环境是怎么样的。
Jesus wants his disciples to see his lifestyles and environment that he lived in.
今天我们很在乎我们住什么房子。
Today we're very particular about the kind of house we live in.
但是这个不是最重要的。
But that's not very important.
我们生活的习惯比我们的房子重要。
But our lifestyles, how we live is more important than the house that we lived in.
所以主耶稣要门徒学。
So that's why this Jesus wants his disciples to learn.
门徒跟了主耶稣三年了，跟主耶稣一起进进出出。
So disciples lived and walked with Jesus for 3 years.
就学了主耶稣的 lifestyle, 主的生活习惯。
So they imitate and learn the lifestyles of Jesus.
我们的生活习惯很重要。
And the way we live our life is very important.
会影响我们的身体健康。
Because it really affects our health.
也会影响我们的灵命。
And also our spiritual health.
那么主耶稣所说的 lifestyle, 主耶稣的生活习惯是怎么样的呢？
And what kind of lifestyles is our Lord Jesus?
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
六章三十八节。
Verse 38.
约翰福音六章三十八节。
John chapter 6 verse 38.
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的旨意行，乃是要照那差我来者的旨意行。
For I come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of whom who sent me.
这是主耶稣的生活习惯目标了。
This is the life of Jesus, his habit and his goal.
第一，主耶稣从上而下来了，主耶稣是降到人间了。
First, he claimed that he came from above.
这跟一般人的 lifestyle 就不一样了。
And it's quite different from the rest.
今天社会就告诉我们。
Today, this world tells us.
我们人要往上爬。
That we must go from here to the top.
权力越多越好。
The more power we acquire, the greater we are.
名气越大越好。
The greater name we build for ourselves, the more reputable we are.
当然，人要进步，人要努力是没有错。
Of course, it's very important that man, we must strive and progress.
不是说我们基督徒就不用努力奋斗，并不是这个意思。
But doesn't mean as Christian that we stop being progressive.
但是这个不是我们人生最重要的目的。
But this is not the ultimate goal, it's to find carve out a world.
主耶稣的方向是从上而降而来的。
Rather, Jesus come from above to down on earth.
他的 lifestyle, 他的生活生命就是牺牲自己去服务别人。
His lifestyle is sacrifice himself to serve others.
然后呢，就是遵行天父的旨意。
And next, he his goal is to follow the will of one who sent him.
就是所谓的中心点，在神以神为中心点的生活。
So his central life is surrounded with God.
我们记不记得我们小学的时候，第一次老师叫我们怎么画一个圆形？
Do you remember when you were in elementary school, how the teacher teach you how to draw a circle?
啊、哦，你试试看，你自己用一支笔来画圆形啊。
So if you use a pencil and try to just draw it with your hand,
再怎么画也不圆的。
No matter how you draw it with your hand, you can never get a perfect circle.
不然都可以试试看。
You can try it yourself.
啊、哦，绝对不圆的。
It's not going to be perfect.
怎么画一个圆形呢
？How do you draw a circle?
老师给你一个那个什么圆规吗
？You need a compass.
啊、哦，一个针插进去。
So it has a needle.
你要个中心点啊。
That must be a focus point.
然后另外一边都在动，中间不能动了，另外一边在动。
So you have a center point, and then you moved.
画出来的都是完美的圆形。
So when you with the compass, then you can find, you can draw a perfect circle.
我们人生也是一样啊。
So it's the same with our life.
为什么我们的人生有时候怎么画都不圆
？Why is that? No matter how we want to draw a perfect circle with our life.
一边有了，一边又缺了。
And seems to get it, and then we lost it again.
为什么会这样呢
？Why is that we often hit and miss?
没有中心点。
Because we don't have a center point.
或者中心点找错了。
We found a wrong center point.
今天我们住在哪里，我们中心点就在哪里啊
？Today where we live, then that's where our center point is.
比如说我住在 Burnaby.
For example, I lived in Burnaby.
我早上来温哥华工作。
This morning I come to Vancouver.
晚上我还是回来 Burnaby 睡觉。
And at night I'll go back home to Burnaby.
明天我去访问去 Sherry。
And tomorrow I will go to Surrey.
晚上还是回到 Burnaby 睡觉。
But at night I will still go back to my center point.
所以你住哪里，就是中心点在哪里啊
？So where you live, that is your center point.
所以耶稣要告诉门徒啊，你要住在我里面，你要跟我同在。
So Jesus said to his disciple that you must live in me and be and in me.
这样你的生活才有终点呢。
Then your life, then you will have a center point.
我们今天也是一样。
So this is the same with all of us today.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第十五章啊。
Chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
15.
十五章第七节啊。
Verse 7.
啊，十五章啊，我们从十五章第四节开始看啊。十五章第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面，请读。
Remain in me, and I will remain in you.
啊，然后呢，我们看第七节啊。
Verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
If you remain in me, and my words remain in you.
所以什么叫做以神为中心呢？
So what is it to have God in the center of our life?
我们做什么事情想到神？
So whatever we do, we do according to God.
譬如说我们的事业。
Just for example, take a career.
如果是以自我为中心的话
，If we are just so self-absorbed,
我们会想做什么工都可以。
And I will think that it's okay. I can do anything I like.
哪一天上班都没关系。
And I can go to work any time, any days of the week.
钱赚到就可以了。
As long as I make a living.
但是如果我们有另外一个中心
，But if we have another center point,
以神为中心
，If God is our center,
我们会想说，这个工作虽然不错，待遇也很好。
So even though this is a good job and also has good pay.
但是如果常常太忙了，不能守我的信仰的话
，But if it's too busy that I cannot keep my faith,
这样对我来说好不好呢
？Then is it good for me?
我们会做一个决定。
Then we'll have to make a decision.
或者是我们在工作的时候
，Maybe during the time when we work,
可能别人会引诱我们做一些 not ethical 不道德的事情
，or that people will influence us to do something that is unethical.
有时候我们想，哎呀，反正每个人都一样嘛。
And we may think that since everybody is doing it,
我做也不会怎么样。
It doesn't matter if I do it or not.
反正能升级，老板高兴就好。
But as long as I can get a promotion,
这个是个人的中心。
So then we become self-centered.
但是我们换一个角度来想。
But if we were to change our perspective,
如果做这件事情
But if we were to do this,
神看了高不高兴?
If God were to see it and he's not happy,
神会不会这样做?
Will he do this?
如果主耶稣今天在我们当中,
if Jesus is with us,
他会不会做这种事情?
Will he do this thing?
主耶稣今天在我这个角度,
if Jesus will have the same perspective I do,
会不会讲我讲这种话?
Will he speak the words that I speak?
这个就不一样的中心了。
Then we'll have a different kind of a center.
如果没有自己的中心的话,
so if we are self-centered,
我们有很多有孩子。我们有孩子啊,
we have
a children, 儿女啊,
we have our own children.
大家都补习班。
We send them to tutoring.
啊，然后要学这个啊，礼拜六，哇，打篮球啦，游泳啦，
and,
都能去学啦。
Send them to learn this and that on Saturday.、
啊、现在那个年代，你不进修不补习，怎么可以跟别人竞争啊
？So we're thinking that this time is important that they learn everything they can in order to compete with others.
这个也是个中心。
This is also a center.
但是这个是。以自己以目前的环境来看中心。
But this is a self-centered, the way you look at this.
但是我们换一个中心来画这个圆。
But if you were to turn this center to God.
孩子啊，信仰最重要。
That we think that the faith of our children are more important.
所有东西啊，都不是永恒的。
Everything in this world, is transient.
他抓住神啊，什么都有。
But once you grab hold of God, then we'll have everything.
我一定尽量的带他来教会。
As parents, I will definitely bring my children to God.
给他参加教会的活动。
And get him or her to involve in church activities.
这中心就不一样了。
So then your center is then different.
画出来的东西也不一样。
And the thing that you draw then will be different.
所以当主的门徒啊，就是要以神为中心，住在耶稣里面啊。
So to be a disciple of Jesus, then he has to have God-centered life and live with Jesus.
再来第三点。
Third point.
当主的门徒要结果子。
To be disciples of Jesus, that he must produce good fruits.
请看约翰的十五章第八节。
Chapter 15, verse 18.
十五章第八节。
Sorry, verse 8.
第八节，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
神的荣耀跟我们有直接的关系。
The glory of God has direct connection with all of us as believers.
有时候我们有个错误的观念，我们在地上，我们那么渺小，怎么可以影响神的荣耀呢？
Sometimes we have the misconception that since we are so finite, how can we have any influence on this glory of God?
但是耶稣讲得很清楚啊。
But Jesus tells us very clearly.
神的荣耀直接在我们身上。
That the glory of God is reflected from us.
如果我们结很多果子的话，
Today, if we bear a lot of good fruits,
大家都知道说你是我的门徒了。
Then everybody will see you and say that you are my disciples.
啊，记得去非洲的时候很怀念那边的地方啊。
I remember when I was in Africa, and I still have good memory of that place.
啊，在信徒教里门口，有时候一棵木瓜树。
I remember there was a member who has a papaya tree.
那边呢，有时候很饿，没东西吃。哎，来，那个木瓜好了没有？
And sometime when we're hungry and we'll ask, is the papaya ripe?
啊，信徒就说拿一个木棍，在这戳它。好了，摇了几下，哦，就掉两个下来。
And then the members will go and shake the tree and see if it's ripe. It's ripe, then the papaya will fall off from the tree.
香，哇，吃那个木瓜很甜，很好吃啊。
And I remember the papaya was very juicy and tasty.
所以现在什么都不记得，就记得那个木瓜。
So I don't remember much about Africa. I just remember the papaya.
啊，他的房子长怎么样了？也不太很记得，但是记得那棵木瓜树在前面。
I don't remember how the house of the member looks like. I just remember the papaya tree.
啊，我们也是一样，我们存在的目的就是为了结果子。
So it's the same with us. Our purpose in this life is to bear much fruit.
我们不是什么香柏木啦，不是什么，我们不是以木头为主的。
We are not the cypress tree or the tree categories.
我们是葡萄藤啊。
We are the vine.
也没有看过用葡萄木头来做桌子的。
Have you seen people using the branches of the vine to make tables?
葡萄的木头的枝子，除了结果子之外，就没有什么的用途了。
The purpose of the branches is to bear fruits, vine, and that's it.
所以它的枝子不是很多，不是非常的粗大。
So the branches of the vine is not very thick.
叶子也不是特别多。
And not lots of leaves.
啊，比起其他的树来说，不是特别多。
Compared to other plants, doesn't have many leaves.
它的所有的营养就是在那些葡萄里面。
So a lot of the nutrients are all in the grapes.
所以我们当主的门徒。
So today, as disciples,
圣灵的果子有没有结？
Do we bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
每一次灵恩会, 我们来到神的面前,
so every time during a spiritual event like today,
我们应该想什么?
We must. What are we thinking?
主啊, 如果今天你来收果子,
today, if you would have come and reaped the harvest,
有什么果子可以拿出来给主?
What kind of fruits can I give you?
啊, 自己灵修的果子有多少呢?
What kind of fruits of cultivation have I given?
我们早上学了 团契爱人的果子, 彼此关怀的果子有多少呢?
So this morning we learned about fellowship. Have we have enough fruit of kindness and caring for others?
啊, 传福音, 带来了信主的果子有几颗呢?
How many fruits that we have bear for those that we have cared for and spread the gospel?
啊, 所以啊, 我们要问一个问题,
so today we must ask ourselves questions.
因为主耶稣有把很大的剪刀,
because our Lord Jesus has a huge scissors.
会有两种不同的剪法,
He will have two different ways to prune us.
我们看15章第一节,
verse 15, verse 1.
啊, 这里说, 我是真葡萄树, 我父是栽培的人,
Here it said that, chapter 15, verse 1, I'm the true vine, and my father is a gardener.
啊, 主耶稣是最好的栽培的人,
He is one that is the best gardener.
但是栽培的人有一个剪刀,
This gardener has the scissors in his hand.
会剪两种果子,
He will cut off
两种枝子,
two kind of branches.
第一种呢?
The first.
第二节,
Verse 2.
属我不结果子的枝子, 我就剪去。
He will cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
哇, 这句话蛮提醒我们很多的。
So this really is a sober reminder to all of us.
第一种剪呢, 是剪去雕啊。
First cut is to cut off and trashing the branches.
那么这个枝子, 在这边太久了, 没东西出来。
Because the branch has taken too much space, it doesn't bear any fruits.
哎呀, 没用了,
So he cut it off.
哎, 这里说呢, 凡属我的呢, 是属主耶稣, 本来是属于主耶稣的。
Here it says that those that belongs to me in me.
可能是接受洗礼的。
Maybe these are the people who have been baptized.
可能是得了圣灵的呢。
And received the Holy Spirit.
但是有没有果子?
But have you bear fruits?
如果没有的话,
If you do not,
咔嚓,
then you will cut it off.
哇, 这个提醒我们很大哦。
So it reminds us.
第二种剪法呢, 就不一样了。
And the second cut.
啊, 这里说啊, 凡结果子的, 我就修理干净啊。
And the second cut is involved a kind of pruning, which every fruit with the branch that bear fruit.
因为你有结果子出来。
Because he doesn't cut off the fruit.
我再帮你修一修。
He just prune.
给你一些磨练。
And gives it some training.
让你遇到困难。
That you may meet with some difficulties.
你会结很更多果子出来。
So in the result, after the prunings, it will bear more fruits.
我去非洲的时候看到很多芒果树啊。
When I was in Africa, I saw a lot of mango trees.
那芒果树呢, 都好像, 那个树干都被人砍了很多刀疤在上面了。
I see the trees, the branches are very bruised
很难,
by
很难看,
by cuts.
因为我们常常有时候聚会在芒果树树下面聚会。
Because sometimes when we have services, we gather ourselves under the mango trees.
我问他们说, 为什么好好的芒果树给它砍到了, 要不是给它砍断, 那是花花的这样子。
I see the trees and I wonder why is it there are so many cuts on the tree trunks.
他们说啊, 你不知道。
And the members said to me,
芒果树你给它在树干上, 砍一砍啊, 修一修理啊, 它的芒果会多一点, 比较甜。
You must put a few more cuts on the tree trunks and branches. Then this way, you're actually pruning the trees and so then the mangoes will be sweeter.
哇, 这个听起来也蛮有趣的。
So when I thought, this is pretty interesting.
啊, 就像头发一样, 你越剪长越多。
Just like your hair, if the more you cut,
胡子越刮越会长,
the more hair you will have, or facial hair.
你修剪它, 刺激它的生命力, 它就出来了。
So when you cut, you are actually activating its cells and it will grow faster.
所以说有时候让我们遇到困难就修剪了。
So the same for us today, when God wants us to grow, He gives us some difficulty.
不好的脾性, 软弱的信心, 都是在压力, 软弱, 困难之下表现出来的。
And your true self will actually be revealed during the time of stress.
这个时候,
But then when you find that you have bad temper when you are in stressful time, you must cut it off.
更多的果子出来了。
Then you will bear good fruits.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
在万国啊, 不单只有265个信徒啊。
Today in Vancouver, not only we have 260 members.
在西雅图也不只有30几个信徒而已。
In Seattle, not only 30 members.
还有。 很多的门徒,
we hope that we'll have more disciples to come.
愿主耶稣帮助我们,
and may the Lord help us.
荣耀归给主耶稣圣名,
may all glory to His name.
让我们来默祷, 然后, 我们再来休息10分钟。
Let us have a silent prayer, and then we'll take a break.
请默祷。